If the world feels heavy right now, and all you want to do is step away from the chaos and shut down, then this episode is for you. I'm recording this on a Friday night in my office. The dogs are at my feet snoring, so you may hear them, and it won't be edited because this is just something that is pouring out of my heart and hopefully into yours. I want to remind you tonight how important your voice is, because that can be really easy to forget in this noisy online space that we do business in. And the events of this past week in the United States really are bringing us to our knees as a collective. Not just the horrible events, the lives taken, but the replaying of that for entertainment on social media. We are living in unprecedented times. Never before would our nervous systems have been confronted with the types of things that we are exposed to each and every day now. We're not built for it. And the lack of humanity, I know, is getting my soul really tired. Because it can't just be that these are horrible things that have happened. There has to be debate around who's right and what it means for this group or that group or the other group. And it is absolutely sickening to me that this is where we are as humanity. How the did we get here? And how do we get out of it? You may or may not like my answer to that question, but I'm going to tell you that we have to use our voices. And that's really hard to do when every single place you look, you hear more noise. You see more chaos, more disagreement. Because it can make us feel small. And it can make us want to quit. I know tonight I was peeling apples. I just needed something mindless to do. And for me, it's often the best place for me to process things is in my kitchen. So I was peeling a bunch of apples. And I thought, you know, maybe I should just go back to having a store. So I love retail. I love business. Maybe that would be easier. Maybe I should be just doing that. How great would it be to drop my phone in the lake? And I'm betting that you have fantasized about that more than once as well. Not just now, but how many times in your online business have you thought, my God, if I could just step away from my phone for a bit. Spoiler alert, you can. You absolutely can step away for a little bit, but don't you dare quit. Don't you dare quit. Because the world needs your voice now more than ever. You know, one of the things that is breaking my heart the most about all of this is that it feels like the evil is winning. It feels like evil is winning. And that's not okay. That's not okay. Something horrific happened. I can't remember where. I believe it was a subway, maybe it was a bus, but something horrific happened and nobody spoke. Nobody did anything. This cannot be the world that we leave for our children. And I know that it is really scary to use your voice in the online space. And I'm betting that right now, you're probably feeling like, my God, how can I go out there and talk about the work that I do when everything seems so depressing and maddening, and when there are all these big issues in the world? And I get it. Because the last thing that we want to do as online entrepreneurs is be tone deaf to what is happening. And yet, we have work to do. We have so much work to do. As good humans, for the love of humanity, we have work to do. So I feel you when you say that you want to quit. Me too. And I get that you just want to walk away for a little while. And I want you to take that time that you need to process. The very worst thing, in my opinion, that we can be doing right now is going onto social media to scroll around, because you know what you're going to see there. You know the horrors that await you there and the division that await you there. Check into your groups, check in with your people, be with your community, and then get the hell off of social media. Because it's probably not the best place to be right now. And I'm saying this as someone who's in the middle of a launch using social media. You know, today I even went through a period where I was like, oh, maybe I should just stop the launch. Maybe I should just stop and come back in 2 weeks. But I know that there's going to be something else in 2 weeks, because there's always something else right now. It is crazy what goes on in our world. So me postponing something, you postponing something, us leaving our power on the table and just letting the nonsense and the craziness take over hurts us all. So we have to stick with it. Even when it's hard, we have to stick with it. And you know what I was reminded of today? I opened my first store on September 1st, 2001. And I can remember standing in that store. We had, of all things, we had a ghetto blaster to play music in the whole store back in that day there. Back in the day. And it was on a radio station. And we heard what was happening in New York City. And it was like the world stopped. And then it carried on. It carried on because people with big hearts kept going. And that's what we have to do right now, you and me. We have got to keep going. Now, as I said, I am in the middle of this launch, and if you are a regular listener, you probably know that. The replay of day one is up now, and in that replay, I went through how I see entrepreneurs hiding online. What actually you may be doing in your content and in your messaging that is a way of you hiding who you are, because it's safer to hide than to let your people see you. Because if your people see you, what happens then? I went through how that shows up in your content and your messaging, and how you can fix it so that people start to listen to what you're saying. People start to follow along and pay attention. And we need people paying attention to the good in the world. You know, there's this song that I absolutely love. I try to listen to it every morning when I'm getting ready. Good things happen all the time. And I'm not sure if that's the whole title of it, but it is such a good thing to remind us that there is good in the world too. And you are part of that good in the world. When you are on social media, if you are on social media over the next few days, we've got a super supportive community for this masterclass series, and I would love for you to join us there. If you have registered, you've already got all the links you need. And if not, I'll put the link to register for the series in the show notes for you. Because you can no longer sit on the sidelines and not be heard. It is time for us to rise up. It is time for us to be out in front of all of this and take over social media, take over the online space for the good of humanity with our voices. Our voices are needed. Your voice is needed. You can rest, but don't you dare quit.